Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, I'm Harry Carey. All right, no, we were talking shit about Harry Carey earlier. Okay, so anyway, we are here today on the Sluggard Craft Beverage Podcast to drink some beer with you. I mean, maybe some cider, maybe some sake, maybe some whiskey. Probably not. Probably just fucking beer today. But
I have a feeling because we have a beer poured in front of us, it's going to be beer.
We're definitely going to start with beer.
Start with it.
All right? Yeah. And I'm John.
I'm Steven.
And we're going to be starting you off here with an Abomination Brewing Company slushy fight. Man, I haven't had a slushy in years.
No, I don't like them.
You don't like slushies?
They're too sweet.
What about like a Bahama Snow Shack or one of the shaved ice things?
No, I don't like that. No.
Really?
No, it's a waste of time.
Oh, see, I like those.
That's just unneeded calories.
Are you saying it's a waste of time because they don't put a shot of vodka in it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If they would just give me the shot of vodka, I think it'd be all right.
I like a good snow cone.
I think it's a waste of space. It's like eating Jell-O. It's like, why? Well, why would people do that?
A snow cone is definitely healthier than ice cream.
Yes, but that's not the point. There's nothing. There's nothing to it. It's not gonna fill me up.
Living longer is not the point.
It melts on my tongue into nothingness. You are paying for something that melts on my tongue into nothingness.
Maybe you've just never had the right slushy.
I've had. Aren't they all the same? It's ice flavoring.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
It's like Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid's good. So this is a frozen
Kool-Aid. Sugar. It's sugar water.
Okay. Well, Steven's not going to like this fucking beer.
What is this?
This is called Slushy Fight. It is a slushy sour ale brewed with flaked oats, wheat, lactose, and conditioned on a tart sweet cherry and key lime juice. I'm assuming those are two different juices because you can't get that flavor out of the same berry.
Would like to be clear. I did buy this, and I wasn't sure what it was. I just like the label there because... Well, it looked kind of cool.
I was actually going to say the label is a little ridiculous.
Yes.
And I think that's what you meant. Yeah. It is it's like a full cartoon panel of like three kids having a snowball fight. Some of the snowballs are slushies with a Yeti or snow demon or something.
That's a snow demon.
Okay. And then there's this
if
little.
If it was a Yeti, it would have the whole.
There's this little purple fucker in the corner that looks like the thing, like an anti-pregnancy thing you shove up a vagina.
I've never seen one of those up front. I will take your word.
A vagina? You never seen a vagina? No. I'll tell you what one looks like sometimes. No, I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, so this is 7.3%. This is brewed out of Percasi, Pennsylvania. I'm sure we're saying that wrong. We don't fucking care. Don't tell us. And it's distributed by 12%, which 12% Beer Project is a pretty big group that distributes a couple other beers we like.
Several others, actually, yeah. But I can't remember who they
is
are.
Is it Evil Twin?
No.
It's one of those that we buy a lot of shit from.
Was it Clown Shoes?
I don't fucking know. I'm not that big on Clown Shoes anymore anyway. But yeah, it might be that. Anyway, what do you think of this?
Decadent. That's what it was.
It is decadent.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, glad you all stayed tuned for that.
No, that was worth it. Wasn't it?
All right. What do you think of this thing?
Well, it smells good. Actually, I do like the smell of it.
It does smell like a slushy.
It does.
Part of me wonders if that's not like my brain seeing slushy on the label and then smelling it. But no, I get why they decided that.
It does have a tart smell to it, too.
Like a cherry slushy.
Yeah. Which we just redescribed.
I got some in my mustache while I was getting the smell and just tried a little bit, and it is tart.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a mustache.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I just have to take a conventional drink.
You'll be able to grow one one day.
One day. When I get older, maybe.
You want to borrow mine? No? Okay. Yeah, sure. What do you think of that, though?
I like it. The initial taste, it kind of, it's like with all sours. I got to judge it second, third taste. It has a good, I love the tart cherry in it.
Oh my, yeah, it is tart. Ooh. You can tell they really tried to beef up the ABV in this.
Yeah.
To an unnecessary amount. Like, this is definitely a 4.5-5% beer. They're like, oh, we should make this a little higher ABV and we can charge more. We can, you know, call it something different or whatever. And so I think they really went out of their way to beef that up. And I don't think it balances well with these other flavors that are on the back end.
Actually, this is one a few times I disagree with you. I like it a little higher like that.
It's not the one of the few times you disagree with me.
On this show, yes. Okay. It's one of the few. We disagree a lot off show.
On everything.
Yes. But I think it's well balanced. I like the little bit of alcohol to it. I
think this would be a better beer at 5%.
I think this would be a better beer at 7.4%.
You want to take it that one tenth up?
Yes, I think at that point this would be a 5-star beer, or whatever, as far as rating.
And I don't dislike it. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying. I feel like for the purposes of the show, we should be nitpicky.
Well, I don't know if we're being nitpicky. I don't like the sourness.
Okay, right. And we got to separate style and like think, okay, for the style, is this good?
I think for style, it's good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I think they were trying too hard to make it bigger than it needed to be.
Maybe for me, the alcohol masks some of the tartness, which I don't like the tartness.
I would say, and you don't like sours even more than I don't like sours, which is hard to do. And it's not that we don't like sours. It's that we know what a good sour should taste like. And we're not going to settle for anything short of a really good sour.
That's
I think this is an okay sour.
It is.
And so I'm not going to knock down doors to get at this one.
Nah.
What was the price point on this thing?
I want to say we're looking at $5 or $6, maybe $7 tops.
Okay.
Right. So not really out of line with the traditional pint price.
No, I think $7 would be way too much. Five would be right on board.
Yeah.
I would probably pay $5 for this to share it again.
Right.
I wouldn't sit there and buy this again to have by myself.
I wouldn't want a full pint of this. No.
No. It's just too much. And this is in a pounder can.
Yeah.
So I mean, $5 is right on mark. What would you pair this thing with?
Yellow snow.
Yellow snow.
Yes.
I was thinking a snow day.
Snow day.
Where I stay home and watch like a Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal movie.
Is Steven Seagal still act anymore?
I know he's still an asshole, but I don't know if he acts.
I haven't seen or heard of any new movie. I mean, after the, second Under Siege movie, it was kind of
I know he did a bunch of like straight to DVD movies.
That was Under Siege 2.
Oh, okay. My bad.
The
last movie I saw of his that I saw when it was new, and I didn't see it in the theater, I saw it when it was new, was The Glimmer Man with Damon Wayans.
That was okay.
It was.
That was the start of his really shit movies.
That was the start
because
of his weight gain.
If you look at his early movies, they're not bad.
Some of them.
But you know what's an absolute classic? Fire Down Below. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that one. He still can't act worth a fuck, but the other people, the old guy that danced on the porch at the end of it, I like him.
You know what's an absolute classic?
What?
Bloodsport. You know why?
You know what?
Steven Seagal's not fucking in it.
What scene I can't watch in that movie is when that leg gets broke.
Yeah, that's rough.
That is rough.
But I'll tell you, what turned me off from Steven Seagal was that the other day I saw where he did an interview. It's an old interview, so I'm sure most people know about it. And in the interview, he's talking about how, like, he and Bruce Lee got together one time and talked about how they had sons that are the same age and all this stuff. And how when Bruce Lee's son was killed on the set of The Crow, they called him that night. And he's like, you'll find a projectile in him. They're like, no, there's no way we actually shot him. It was a prop gun. He's like, no, there's a projectile inside him. And that's what he's saying in the phone. He says all this in the interview. And we find out that not just part of it, the entire thing is bullshit. When Bruce Lee died, Steven Seagal was 14 years old. Mm. Bruce Lee's not going to go show up and see a 14-year-old and be like, hey, man, we have a son the same fucking age. Bullshit. Steven Seagal's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of him. And wasn't there some allegations earlier on of like possible sexual assault or something?
Yeah. There's a really cool article out. I think it was Rolling Stone, Vanity Fair, something like that. It was called, like, The Most Awkward Dinner in the World or something like that. And it was this girl that went to dinner with Steven Seagal. Talk about how he talked about himself the entire night and then just stared at her tits.
Well,
who hasn't?
But I tell you, an action star who makes equally cheesiest movies that you can't say anything bad about, really, is Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris doesn't even act anymore.
He never did act to begin with.
That's true.
They just filmed him while he was doing whatever.
And I have nothing bad to say about Chuck Norris.
No, because
except
he's not fake like
I've never watched any of his movies and said, this is a good movie. Ever.
Missing in Action.
Nope. I didn't like it either.
Well, which one? There's three.
Yeah, didn't see the other two.
Walker, Texas Ranger?
I hated Walker, Texas Ranger.
I did watch
because all my redneck relatives that are super white trash were always like, gotta watch Walker tonight.
Do you know, actually, where he did his best acting was in the Total Gym commercials?
I was thinking in Dodgeball.
He was pretty good in Dodgeball.
Dodgeball's a fucking great movie.
And actually, The Expendables 3, he had a nice little part there.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't remember it. Went right out of my mind.
I remember the Chuck Norris part just because that was the only part that stood out in the movie. The rest of it was basically the Expendables 1 and 2 replayed.
Right. And, I mean, none of those are great movies. They're
cool.
But I watched Kickboxer the other day. Mm-hmm. The only great thing about that is the villain. Because anybody that just looks at Jean-Claude Van Damme and says, Myling, good fuck, and gets him that pumped up is a good fucking villain. And apparently they made multiple Kickboxer movies. Never saw any of the others.
They did.
And that guy's in some of them. He's in the second one I saw on his IMDb.
The Kickboxer's like those Death Wish movies. There's like eight of them.
Oh, I know.
But no one's seen the first one. I mean,
most of the crew's dead.
Why has most Charles Bronson movies began with dead? Like death or death, like yeah. Death Hunt.
I watched a Bronson movie not that long ago. I don't even remember
Death
the
Hunt's
name.
Good, by the way.
Yeah, but as I watched it, I'm like, this is Death Proof. Over again.
Yes. Was it Kevin Bacon did the...
Well, he did the remake. This was an old Bronson
movie.
It was
a remake.
Yeah.
No, that was Death Wish.
Yeah, sorry.
Death Wish.
Death Proof was the...
Quentin Tarantino
movie.
Yes.
That had a really good start and a really good end and a shitty middle.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it. I've seen it, but it didn't stick out to me.
I like the beginning. It's good.
But Death Wish was a good movie. I actually like the premise behind it. I think that if there was more vigilantes out there, there would be less crime.
I agree. I want a real Batman.
I mean, to me, the public needs to get involved.
Yeah.
Shoot your local drug dealer.
Okay, that sounds like a movie title.
That like a comedy movie.
Or like a 70s exploitation movie.
Will Ferrell.
James Franco.
I don't like him.
He plays a good drug dealer, though.
Clint Eastwood.
Shooting James Franco.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
All right. You ready for the next beer? We got to get a move on here.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm sure nobody's fucking listening now after 5 fucking minutes of Steven Seagal being an asshole and Charles Bronson making movies with death in the title.
I think we have more listeners than ever because of it.
You mean we got 3 now? Because you don't listen.
No, I don't listen at all. I find it weird to listen to myself.
So you got me, a buddy from work, and my brother-in-law.
Wow.
Hey, wow. We're moving on up.
When are we going to do a fan club?
We're going to be on Apple Podcast Top 10 in no time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But anyway, we're here. We're drinking our next beer now. We're on the Old Hickory Weizenbach German-style wheat beer. Now, this is in a bomber-style bottle. It's our big bottle for the episode. It says, our Weizenbach was inspired by the rugged, majestic beauty of the Alps. Brewed with malted wheat and barley, select German hops, and a special Bavarian yeast. This handcrafted beer is best enjoyed in the company of good friends. Prost! 8% alcohol by volume. This was bottled on 2/22/16. Best drank by 2/22/17. I'm kidding. That last part's not on there, but I did want to give Steven some shit for keeping this bottle for fucking ever.
Now, I think it smells well aged.
It probably is. But now Old Hickory is a brewery we both kind of like.
Yeah, well, they make some good beer.
They do. And they make some beer that's just mid-shelf, lower end, whatever. But then, when they hit it right... Oh, buddy.
You go to their brewery, they have a lot of special release, but you pay for it. I mean, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but I have enjoyed that brewery the three times I think I've been. It was a good time. I liked it.
I went once, and they didn't take my order for 20 minutes, and I'm like, what the heck?
That has happened, too. That happened. Miranda doesn't like it because of that. Now, so this Weizenbach, excited drink. Oh, yeah, Old Hickory's out of Hickory, North Carolina. Blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Now, this is... A nice rich copper, you know, kind of golden brown. A lot of light getting thrown on the edges, but it's a little hazy.
It is a little hazy.
And I mean, that happens. I'm fine with that. It smells malty. It smells like a biscuit.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of graham cracker, brown sugar, caramel.
Yeah, definitely some brown sugar.
I've been smelling this for the past 5 minutes. It smells really good.
Yeah, the listeners at home are going to get to listen to me sniff because I'm fighting a cold.
Why can't Yankee Candle make sense for wonderful beers like this?
You mentioned Yankee Candle every couple episodes.
I like Yankee Candles.
They're pricey. I don't like anything fucking Yankee.
They're pricey.
Right?
They make quality scented candles.
Yeah.
You can't go to Walmart and buy a nice scented candle. Well, actually, they carry Yankee Candle now.
Their candles smell of arrogance and judgment.
Judgment.
All right, to be clear, I am not like some rebel pride rah-rah motherfucker. I just... think Yankees are arrogant.
They took out the ammunition section and filled it full of scented candles.
So you're calling Walmart a bunch of Yankees?
No, that was in the news. They'll stop selling ammunition.
Oh, I know.
So that's what they replaced it with.
I know. Walmart's a company, man. Everything there's calculated. We are getting off track.
I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying there's more room for Yankee candles.
We need to talk about
beer. Why doesn't Walmart carry more craft beer? They have the most piss poor selection of beer.
Oh, I agree. Well, and I know at the Walmart that I shop at near my house, AB InBev is pretty much exclusively their craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the Virginia Eagle is the distributor right around here. And so their craft little kiosk area, it's like a little four-sided kiosk, is just products distributed by Virginia Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they carry Sam Adams, which isn't distributed by Virginia Eagle. But that's it. None of the other Sam Adams products.
This is why I go to Kroger. Kroger has a freaking bar in it. You can drink beer at a Kroger.
I know. Have you tried this?
No.
Oh, no. I'm going to need another sip or two. Yeah.
That's weird.
It's weak.
Well, for the initial brief second, it almost seems heavy.
Yes.
But then it lightens up immediately. Like
the mouthfeel is nothing.
No.
Like I drink tea thicker than this.
Well... Can you talk about me and my candles?
What?
Sitting there drinking. What kind of tea do you drink?
It depends on my mood.
Like oolong, Earl Grey.
I have some Earl Grey, yeah.
Yeah.
I drink some English breakfast.
That's the closest thing to coffee, tea-wise, and you don't drink coffee?
I don't.
There's not much difference.
Good flavor.
Bull. Coffee's 10 times better.
Hey, you know, we are 18 minutes into this episode, and we've spent 4 minutes talking about beer.
Well, I mean, we're drinking it.
I know. Well,
hopefully everyone listening is drinking a beer.
I think it's because I'm afraid I'm not going to like this beer.
I love the smell.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good smell. But
I'm just hanging on to that.
Every time I try to get a drink, you stop talking.
I honestly... It's weird. It's not balanced well either.
It's weak. I'm getting like a apple orange kind of taste, like a fruit flavor.
Yes.
After the initial Weizenbach taste is good, and then like you said, it dissipates immediately.
Like I bet you feel as if you're sitting on a blanket in an apple orchard sipping your fucking oolong tea.
I don't drink oolong tea.
Whatever. Right?
But anyway, I do feel like I'm sitting on a blanket drinking fucking water, all right, with an orange slice in it.
Honestly, it would probably benefit from an orange slice
I mean, I don't like to fruit my beer, but this might need to be fruited. I mean, I'll give them credit for this. they hide the alcohol really fucking well.
They do, because I can drink all this in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, probably. This tastes like a 3.5-4% beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a session.
And I'm sad because I like this style.
I know. I love a good Weizenbach.
Yeah.
I think they're, as far as German style beers, this one is pretty versatile on what, how you can play with it and kind of make it your own. Whereas a lot of German style beers, you just make that style beer and you leave it alone. Don't touch it. And so I feel like maybe they tried to do that and it just didn't work out. But this does not remind me of the Alps. This reminds me of sitting on my deck when it's 90 degrees, which it is right fucking now.
Oh, yeah. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's a good beer for that, I guess.
I guess, but I'm just disappointed.
I am too.
You've already alluded, it's expensive beer.
Yeah, it is.
So.
So it's not worth the price.
Yeah, I'm not really gung-ho. The label art's cool, as it always is with Old Hickory. It's two Rams button heads and like they're chrome on a green background. It's a really cool label, but fuck. Just, what a letdown.
They have so many other better things that I would buy over this.
They do, and we have. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the last Old Hickory beer we're going to have.
No.
I like this brewery. It's a good brewery. This is not a good beer. So far for me, this episode is not great because I didn't really care for that slushy beer either.
No, and you know that's a chance you take though.
It is. I mean that's why we do this. That way we buy things that like we say that'll be good for bottle share, and that one will be good for me.
Right.
And we know what type of beer we can probably drink on our own and be perfectly content, and what type of beer we should split.
And if the three people listening want to send us beer so we can tell them whether they should drink it or not, go for it.
I like the way you think.
Yes.
I do think listenership might take up soon. But you know what we really need for that is a rating system.
Ooh, how would we go about that?
I don't know. I want something ridiculous. I don't want to rate beer like 1 to 5 or anything like that. So I was thinking about relating a beer to a famous actor or actress. Like this, I would give 2 Queen Latifahs. Actually, that's not true, because Steven knows I fucking love Queen Latifah.
That's right.
So I'm not sure who I would put with this. Gosh.
I would actually, going back to something that we've discussed on other occasions, I would say it's a good firm Steven Seagal.
Mm.
Yes.
Just a gigantic disappointment.
Like on the outside, on the case of it, it looks like it could be quality, but when you actually delve into it,
yeah,
it's nothing. There's nothing there.
Ooh, I would give this a Bruce Willis because it tastes a little asshole-ish.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
So I kind of like this rating system.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of just saying a beer either rubs meat or needs throat punched.
I was thinking. Did you say it was asshole-ish too because he's a Scientologist?
Oh, I wasn't insulting Scientology, but if you want to go that route, buddy, sign me the fuck up.
That's what I was thinking. That would be a good negative review. Is what actor is obsessed with Scientology?
So you're saying like this is a Tom Cruise ale?
Yeah. Tom Cruise
tastes like a rim job.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a fuck.
He really is.
Yeah, good actor. I'm not going to dispute that.
What do you think about Top Gun 2?
I'm excited for it, I'll be honest
with you. You know, one of the gayest things I've ever watched in any movie was the volleyball scene in Top Gun. The trailer looks like they're trying to reenact that scene.
It is one of the most famous scenes in Top Gun.
I don't dispute that, but it's also pretty gay.
It's homoerotic. Let's be a little more accepting here. Yeah. There is definitely a love interest between Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Is Val Kilmer
in the new one?
He is.
Really?
Yeah, Duke can barely walk from what I understand.
Well, he just needs
to
fly.
We are talking about fucking movies again, Steven.
Well, the trailer looked good.
Right. So anyway, don't buy this fucking beer. Let's have one more.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we've had a sour. We've had the darker beer, so what episode's complete without an IPA?
That's right.
Yeah. And so we are going to listen, there's a musician on the label. We are going to drink Who Farted Breweries Tickling the Ivories IPA. Now, I've heard great things about Who Farted. And that is Hoof, H-O-O-F, hearted, like what's in your chest. But you know these motherfuckers were high as shit when they were thinking of their brewery name. They're like, yo, bro, what about Who Farted? Whatever. Anyway, I believe they're out of Ohio. I'm looking that up now. So we'll see here. I'm sorry. Brewed and canned by Who Farted Brewery at Great South Bay Brewery, Bayshore, New York. Distributed by the 12% Beer Project.
That is evidently a big company.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm wondering if it's a conglomerate. We need to do some research, and on the next episode, tell somebody what the hell this 12% Beer Project is. Because I listen to a lot of beer podcasts that talks about beer distributed by them and made by them, but it doesn't explain what it is. And maybe I just don't listen. That could be it, too. But the label art is awesome.
That is pretty cool.
It's like 80s inspired, but it's like two penguins standing next to a guy on skis playing a like keyboard on a neck strap wearing this like old 1980s ski helmet. It is really awesome. So anyway, their label says, skiing is a dance and the mountain always leads. Quote. Retune that Keithar boys. We're busting rig out of ski jail. Citra, Nelson, and Matuika carve a trail full of tropics, complemented in full by a dual-duty hazemaker. Is it juice from concentrate? What'd you say the name of that once again? I'm reading all that. This is sold in a 60-ounce can, 7.2% ABV. I'm already excited just because this is by far the most interesting label of the night. And that abomination label, the sour, was interesting.
It was.
I didn't like it, but this I like.
This, I love the color on these.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty.
I mean, it is juice. Like, their label does describe it well. It looks like a more golden version of grapefruit juice.
Yes.
Like, and the head on it, I mean, it's a nice little white fluffy head.
That's sounded bad, but okay. It smells good.
You describe head in a different way then.
I can't.
That's right. You don't know what it feels like.
No, been too long.
All right. Anyway.
Moving on.
Oh, this smells delightful.
It really does.
Pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first smell that hits
pineapple
me.
Pineapple? So that means you're just going to be allergic to it, so you might as well give me your...
It's the hops.
It's counts.
So if you haven't guessed yet, I'm allergic to fucking everything.
Yeah.
So, pretty much.
Yeah,
so weird. I'm going to be allergic to something in the beer we're doing later for another episode, too. So whatever.
Yeah. And then, you know, the ambulance will be called sometime after we finish with this.
So. Yeah. I just keep an EpiPen on me for beer drinking purposes.
This is a really good beer. I like it. Yeah, it's good.
I haven't. I'm not done with the smell yet.
I've moved past that. It's fruity. It's.
Oh, it is so.
It's so not, fruity. Not too bitter.
A little bit of like you just mowed your lawn in the aroma.
I gotta say that the only thing though, the finish ends too short.
Really?
I don't like that. I've had them where they last. They stick on your tongue a little better. But the initial burst is nice.
See, I like that. I think it finishes clean.
It is clean, but it don't last.
Which is surprising because this is not a clean looking beer.
No.
But no, I think it finishes clean. I think it's
my beer dirty.
I'm sure.
Yes.
This is a more interesting IPA. It's definitely a hazy IPA. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a hazy boy.
That's my favorite type of IPA right now is a hazy IPA.
Yeah, everybody likes it. And I keep hearing a lot of people say, oh, hazy IPAs are for people who don't like real IPAs. Like, that's not true.
No.
They aren't as bitter as some IPAs are going to be. And they're not. They might not be as, malt forward. They're sweet.
I think the floral notes pop more with a hazy IPA.
Well, I think you can really accentuate hops really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I like this. I enjoyed the flavor, and I still enjoy the aroma, probably more than the flavor even.
Right, oh, yeah.
I'm thinking here. There needs to be a celebrity rating for this beer. Right, is that what we're going with?
That's what we did that other time.
I know, so we can go with that till we think of a better rating scale.
I would say, this is Jim Carrey.
I'm going to go Sandra Bullock.
Really?
It's gorgeous. It's delicious. Like, I'm assuming, like, she would be. That is not supposed to be creepy, but it probably sounds creepy. But then, like, I feel like Sandra Bullock could cut you off at the knees if she needed to. And this beer does, you're right, finishes with a very sharp cutoff.
Yeah.
She's no nonsense, but she's a little fancy and new age and knows how to have fun.
Does she act anymore?
Sandra Bullock?
I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I know what's coming out, but she made a movie called, like, I don't even fucking know. What? But it didn't do well. She was in Ocean's 8.
I don't watch
this. I heard it was real bad.
I mean, it's like watching Fast and Furious 12. I mean,
I don't watch those either.
No.
But I like this beer.
It's good.
This is my Sandra Bullock beer.
It's not my favorite hazy IPA by far, but it's quality.
Did you explain why you gave your celebrity to your beer, by the way?
No.
Why did you give it?
Because it's funny. Funny. And it finishes quick.
You've had sex with Jim Carrey?
No. His career finished quick. You don't hear from him anymore.
Well, that's true. That's because now he draws pictures of political figures and refuses to do things that involve violence.
Yeah, he's gotten weird. I think he was already weird.
Well, that's a whole story for another time. But on that note, of the three beers we had tonight, I would recommend you buy this Hoofhearted Tickling the Ivories and ditch those other fucking two. And Steven had sex with Jim Carrey.
And if you want to know the answer to who farted, I did.
After he had sex with Jim Carrey. Cheers.
Cheers.